next application is the application number 11497, the application of Walter and Patricia Folkrod. The site is east of Route 1 Coastal Highway, being at the intersection of Gum Road and Ocean Road, and being Lot 2B-3, Block 6, Section 1, within Sussex Shores Development. With a 911 address of 31889 Ocean Road, Bethany Beach, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 134, map 13.11, parcel number 1, requesting a variance from the front yard setback requirement. General, this application, the applicant is requesting a 5.25-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for an elevator and mechanical room. Again, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returns on this application.
Thank you again, Mr. Lang.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Not yes. Jack Bixler, 36880 Roxana Road, Sullyville, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Again, gentlemen, for the record, my name is James Fuquay. And I promise the board, as well as everyone here tonight, this will be my last application, and I'll leave.
Last tonight, or?
Last tonight.
There we go.
Last tonight.
There we go.
Again, this is an application for a front yard variance for an elevator and a mechanical room. The owners of the property are Mr. and Mrs. Folkrod. They own a home on a lot in Sussex Shores. The lot is a corner lot. It has road frontage on Ocean Road and on Gum Road. They're both subdivision streets. Ocean Road is an interior street that basically runs parallel with Route 1, and then Gum Road runs east to west, and Gum Road is the northern boundary of Sussex Shores. In addition, the Folkrods own the lot adjacent to their property as well as the lot to the rear of their property. And if you look at Exhibit A, which is a tax map, I have the lots highlighted there in red. Lot 1 is the lot that the home's on. And then, as I said, they own the tax map Lot 6, which is to the rear, and tax map Lot 2.01, which is to the east. If you look at Exhibit B, that's just an aerial photo basically showing what the tax map showed, and you can see the house on the corner lot. Mr. Folkrod is not as young as he once was, and he also has a disability. The home here, as most homes along the beach, is elevated, so there's steps up to the first floor. It's basically open underneath the home. So it's not as convenient or easy as it once was to access the property. And basically what they wish to do is to install an elevator for access in the front of the home. If you look at Exhibit C, which is the survey of the property, you can see the existing house is approximately 30.8 feet from the front lot line. I believe there's a 30-foot front setback required. So we're requesting a variance of 5 feet 3 inches for the elevator and mechanical room. And if you look at Exhibit D, is actually just a blow-up of where the elevator and mechanical room is. Again, the variance being requested is the 5 feet 3 inches. You can see the width of that elevator and mechanical room on the front of the house. It is only 8 feet 3 inches, so it's not the whole width of the front of the house. It's just the 8 feet 3 inches where the improvement would be. Exhibit E is an aerial photo of the house from a northern view, looking back at the house from the north. You can see on the lot itself, it's wooded on the front, so it is pretty well buffered. And then it borders Gum Road, which is the interior road. The land to the north was recently approved for a 5-lot subdivision, and it now appears significantly different than you see on that photo. Those trees have all been removed, and on the other side of Gum Road, there's some open areas part of the subdivision that basically has a swale. It's almost a drainage ditch and an open area that's probably 20 to 30 feet wide. And then when you get on the other side of that common area, the new subdivision street is there that serves the two lots that actually are down oceanfront. Then on the other side of that, there's three new lots that were created. I'm familiar with it because I represented the owner of the property that did the subdivision. Now, the point of that is that the, again, basically you have the wooded area on the front of the lot itself. Then you have the separation by Gum Road. Then you have the approximate 20 to 30 foot stormwater area. And then you have another road for that subdivision. So the front of the Folkrod's home is a considerable distance from these other new lots that have been created. So similar to the other application, it's not a direct impact on somebody right across the street. The proposed elevator construction was reviewed and approved by the Sussex Shores Beach Association. The approval letter is in that exhibit pack that I gave you. It's Exhibit F. So as to the legal basis for the variance, again, it's a unique situation in that it's a corner lot, and it's unique in that it fronts the subdivision street, then the buffer, then the new street in the new subdivision. And again, the closest lot that's directly affected by this is actually owned by the Folkrods, and that's the lot immediately adjacent to where the elevator will be. The variance for the elevator is for the reasonable use of the property. As I said, there's some disability involved, and this will give convenient and safe access to the property for the owners. It's not a situation where the variance has been created by the applicant. They're asking for the variance in order to put in the elevator to serve the function that I mentioned. It will not alter the essential character of the area. Again, for the reasons I already stated, it's buffered from the new subdivision, and the Folkrods own a lot adjacent. And it is the minimal required for the elevator in the mechanical room, 5 feet, 3 inches. And as I said, it's only 8 feet, 3 inches wide. So, Jack, is everything I said true and correct to the best of your knowledge? Okay. And again, gentlemen, that's everything I have to present other than any questions you may have.
All right. Let's see then. Are there, excuse me, are there any questions for members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Rickard.
You said he owns the, let's see, he owns 201, and what's the other one?
It'd be lot six. It'd be the lot immediately to the east and immediately to the south.
Right. Okay. Are they occupied now by homes?
Those two lots?
Yeah.
No, they're vacant.
They're vacant.
And the alley, and there's an alley between that and the parcel toward the ocean side.
Between lot one and lot 201?
Yeah. There's an alley in there?
There's a 10-foot alley, right.
I see it. Okay.
That's not owned by the applicant.
Part of the association.
Association. Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Lank, while you're there, on the corner lot, 12 and 11, what is in between there and that between Ocean Road? Is that a buffer there? Or?
The 12-foot and 11-foot nine?
Yeah.
It's just the grass portion of the right-of-way. That shows the actual paved area that's cross-hatched.
Okay.
Where it says Gum and Ocean Road, that's the pavement section.
Okay.
Yeah, if you look on that aerial photo, you can see that that's all buffered in there.
The in the back, you have a three-foot split rail fence. Is that correct?
As shown on the survey, I did go down and look at the property. I don't remember seeing the fence. Of course, I was looking at the front of the property and not the back of it.
Mm-hmm. So he would like that access the front, not the rear.
Yeah. The again, because of the physical condition, the parking obviously is in the front of the building,
right?
And to have to walk around the back would,
right?
I'd have the same. It would be dealing with the same problem.
Okay.
This way they can pull in and get on the elevator and go up to their first floor.
Right on that.
No other questions.
Mr. Bourbon?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Any further questions? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion we approve 11,497. I believe the applicant has certainly addressed the standards for granting a variance. There is a uniqueness to the property with the shape of the property is small in front. In other words, what is it, 40-foot frontage?
30.
And the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and an unnecessary hardship has not been created by the applicant. The applicant does need to access the building and would also, what he's shown by the applicant, that the applicant does need the elevator to get access to his home. The variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. And also the requested variance is a minimum that would afford relief, and the requested variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rick and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,497. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Ricker?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,497 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.